Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Older and Wiser with James and Judith and Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Hello and welcome to another episode of Older and Wiser, and the studio is absolutely full with some wonderful people. Lowest Price is, Pryor.
Get it right.
Lowest Pryor is here with some wonderful gentlemen, Hamish, Keith and Desmond, who are all in front of me. They're going to be talking together with Lois about men in sheds, because this is an exciting program for older gentlemen on the island. And Lois, what I'm really interested in is the fact that this is not just a national program, it's an international program, isn't it? Aimed at sort of older gentlemen who might be getting lonely. Tell me more.
Absolutely. Well, it started in Australia about 20 years ago. And luckily we've got Desmond here, who's actually from Australia.
You're a genuine Australian, aren't you, Desmond?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Well, we're going to talk to Desmond in a second, because Desmond is, luckily enough, a member of two sheds, isn't he?
He is.
One here on the Isle of Wight and one in Oz. That's amazing. Anyway, Lois.
Absolutely. Well, the Sheds programme, Men in Sheds programme, is part of the Ageing Better programme, as it's funded by the lottery, as you just heard.
Yeah.
And it's working to help reduce social isolation, if you like, in older men. And that doesn't just mean men that are actually living on their own.
Yeah.
A lot of men who retire, for instance, lose their main social connections. So they struggle to find other places to go where they can actually talk to, like, a peer group.
Yeah.
But also it's important that men are able to feel safe somewhere they can actually talk and enjoy themselves and have a laugh, you know.
Now, is it, and I don't mean this sort of cheekily, but in the old days, would these gentlemen go down to the pub? Because these days, you know, pubs are all sort of gastro pubs and bistros, and, you know, in the old days, you'd go down to the pub, have a good old fag, wouldn't you, and a couple of pints in front of you, and have a chat, and Is that not possible anymore?
I think pubs nowadays have lost that sort of image, haven't they? I mean, you don't see the pub with the men lined up at the bar anymore. It really happens. But also, it's more expensive. People aren't smoking in the pubs anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of them are closing. I mean, it's not just pubs that are closing. You have cafes that are closing. You know, you talk about social isolation. Even places like shops and that. You go to a shop, you now got an automatic till. So you don't even talk to someone behind the till anymore, you know. So
and Lois, what does social isolation do for men?
It's social isolation, not just for men, but for women as well, has been shown to be one of the biggest impacts on longevity and quality of life.
Yeah.
We've just had the Joe Cox sort of commission on loneliness, which has been showing all sorts of statistics coming up. They're saying social isolation, loneliness is as bad as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
For instance, there's another thing that's been done in America. A professor in America, she actually looked at tens of thousands of people and did a lifestyle questionnaire with them all,
yeah,
and then waited, I think it was 20 years, to see how many were still alive.
Right.
And she looked at things like weight, exercise, did they smoke, did they drink, etc., etc. Surprisingly, weight and exercise were quite low down on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking and drinking.
As I keep telling Judith, yeah.
Smoking and drinking, if you don't smoke or drink, that's sort of like part three and four on the list. Number two is close social connections. That's people like family, people you can rely on in a crisis.
Yeah.
But number one, the one thing that will make you live longer is good general social connections. That is the people you talk to in the street. That is the people you meet down the pub, you know.
Yeah.
And as a society, I think we're losing that, you know.
Well, I know, because, you know, Judith and I go into Aldi, and if the person in front of us in the queue wants to try to speak to the cashier, you know, I just want to get a flamethrower out to get rid of them. I think we are becoming a lot less social, aren't we?
We are, absolutely. And shops are under pressure. They've got to make a profit, you know. Gone are the old days. We had a corner shop and you had time. They knew the customers and the people serving you knew each other. You know, you could talk about things.
Okay, so instead of pubs, instead of shops, we've now got
men in sheds for men,
which is fantastic. Absolutely. Well, let's listen to some Manfred Mann, because I'm sure it'll take some of the gentlemen in here back a little bit in time. And then I want to speak to Desmond, because Desmond has come from Australia, where Men in Sheds was started.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to him about his experiences. Thank you, Lois.
It was the Manfred.
Manfred Mann. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They don't make them like that anymore. Songs Under 2 Minutes. Do you remember when that used to get Songs Under 2 Minutes? That meant you could have a K-Tel album with about 20 songs on it. Do you remember K-Tel? Yeah. Oh, I used to love K-Tel. Anyway, we're reminiscing, we're rambling, but what we need to do is to talk to Desmond, who is in the studio, to talk about Men in Sheds. Now, Desmond, you are in Australia for 6 months of the year. You're on the Isle of Wight for 6 months of the year. Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
And did you start Men in Sheds in Australia, where it originated?
When I first moved to Australia, I joined a Men in Shed. That's about 12 years ago.
Okay.
It's quite a big organisation there. The one that I particularly belong to is at Tweed Heads.
Right.
And we've got about 100 members.
Wow. And is it in a shed?
It's got a big shed.
Right, okay. Is that typical in the UK, or is it just a sort of trademark in the UK?
No, it's pretty typical of Australia. Most of them have a decent-sized shed.
Right, okay.
The newer places, of course, are smaller.
Yeah.
We've been established for a number of years, and it's probably one of the bigger ones.
And do you go there every day when you're in Australia?
No, I go about 3 times a week.
Okay.
I generally go there about 10 in the morning and go home about 1:30, something like that.
Right.
That lunch is provided if we want it.
Yeah.
There's usually someone there that cooks it up. It's a big shed. There's a half of it is a workshop. It's got every machine tool that you could imagine.
Right.
Either bought by the shed itself or donated.
Is it woodwork, metalwork?
Woodwork, metalwork.
Yeah.
I just got a newsletter the other day saying they've just received a nice metal folder. What they're going to do with it, I don't know. But
right.
And the welding gear. Got everything that you could want in a machine shop.
Okay.
Lathes.
And is this for people to sort of make new stuff or to mend existing stuff?
It's all new stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of people have donated boxes and boxes of bolts and spanners. And
right.
A lot of times some old guy will die and his widow will say, look, I want you to clean the shed out.
Yeah.
So you can imagine all the junk some guys have collected over the years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't because our shed is a bit like that. And guess who's getting on to me about that at the moment?
Yeah. I spend most of my time there just talking, drinking tea and eating biscuits.
Yeah.
We also have a department or room full of computers.
Yeah.
And there's several guys there that are very, very IT proficient.
Savvy, yeah. Well, that's good because I think, you know, one thing we've been talking about on the Old and Wiser program is older people being digitally disadvantaged and not really knowing how to use computers. And in this age when, you know, tickets, for example, if you want to go to the theatre to get a theatre ticket, often you have to know how to use a computer. So it's a great way, is it, of sort of learning those new skills.
There's a number of guys get taught all the things. I'm reasonably proficient myself.
Yeah.
I use email a lot, and I look at the odd thing on the internet. But mostly I play a couple of three games to keep myself occupied.
Yeah.
And I've got my own computer. My wife's got hers that she plays jigsaws and things on.
Now, let me just stop you there because, you know, we were talking about, you know, people being lonely. The three guys in the studio are all married, which surprised me because I was sort of thinking it could be, you know, mainly sort of widowers. Well, what, you know, if through what you know, Desmond, in Australia of your shed there and also the shed you're in here, what kind of proportion of people are, you know, still married?
Probably about half and half.
Okay. And is it just because sort of when people are typically retired, you know, they sort of tend to go a bit stir-crazy
together? Pretty all retired. I think a lot of the guys, who like myself, got thoroughly bored doing nothing once we retired.
Yeah.
I've been retired for, I don't know, 20 years or something now.
Right, so and, just going a bit stir-crazy.
I've just got very lazy and I've got out of touch with people.
Yeah.
And so I joined the shed there and
Well, this is Judith and my shed, really, because and in fact, Vectis Radio used to be in a shed, so it's another kind of shed.
Yeah, and it's much the same here. I live in a small flat.
Yeah,
and wife and I are together 24/7.
Yeah,
and well, that's okay. I'm happier probably now than I've ever been, but you still need to have your own little bit of space.
Now, tell me about the sheds over here. It's a bit different, isn't it? Because is it the sort of sheds on the Isle of Wight aren't really sheds, are they?
Well, no, the shed here is almost exactly the same as out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've got the same thoughts, same aims.
Yeah.
To be, you know, to meet each other and to talk to other people. I've met these guys that are behind me today for the first time.
Right.
But I'll remember them, and no doubt we'll meet in there.
Yeah,
in their place, wherever they go.
Now, listen, is the shed... which one do you go to on the Isle of Wight?
Please repeat that.
Which shed do you go to on the Isle of Wight? Which when you're here? Is it the Ventnor one or...?
No, I belong to the Newport shed.
Newport one, okay. Yeah.
We've got a very, very good new building.
Is it open every day?
Except Fridays.
Okay.
Yep.
And it is an actual shed, is it?
It's a really, really good shed.
Okay, because yeah. I was just sort of reading about it, and I was sort of slightly worried that you were calling these things sheds, Lois, and right. And they weren't sheds. Are they?
What do you find as a shed? I mean, what's your definition of a shed?
Well, some kind of wooden building, you know.
Okay, so
rustic wooden building.
I mean, my definition of a shed is a group of men. It's a collective noun for men.
Okay.
That's how I say it.
Okay.
So whatever activity they're doing, wherever it is, that is a shed.
Okay.
Like the music shed, because we're not in a shed, we're in a sort of bar, nightclub place.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's what I was thinking, yeah. Okay, fine. And Desmond, just finally, do you find that... doing something together with other guys sort of encourages you to talk, because men aren't sort of naturally as sociable as women, are they? And I think, do you find sort of doing something with other people really helps?
Yeah, I think it does, because in days gone past, as we're discussing earlier, guys used to go to the pub and talk and meet, but they don't do it today.
Yeah.
There's not the pubs the same.
Yeah.
And the work is not the same.
So if you're doing sort of metalwork or woodwork, you know, you can be sort of doing it together and you can chat
over
something in the middle.
It's a very social atmosphere where you help each other.
Brilliant. Well, in a moment, I'd like to talk about another form of getting together, and that's through music, because Hamish and Keith have got their guitars. There's a ukulele hanging around. It's not you, is it, Lois?
It is, yeah.
It is you, Lois. Okay, well, we're going to listen to you guys in just a few minutes. Desmond, thank you very much. I've got Justin Timberlake on my mind at the moment, and it's Filthy. Well, that's what you get when a moose falls in a stream. Elkie Brooks. And, terrible, eh? Pearl's a singer, and we have got three wonderful singers in front of us. And they're also gripping, respectively, guitars and a ukulele. So in front of me, from Men in Sheds, is a sort of scratch team who are going to play their signature tune from the only acoustic shed on the Isle of Wight, which is in Newport. So I present Keith, Lois and Hamish, who are going to be playing a Willie Nelson classic. So take it away, guys.
Woke up still in my bed again today. The internet said I had passed away. If I died, I wasn't dead to stay. Still not dead again today. Woke
absolutely amazing. Thank you very, very much. We're just going to stand by for a moment while we listen to a little bit of Take That. And then we want to... I suppose that's from the sublime to the ridiculous, isn't it? And then we want to ask you all about what music means to you and what Men in Sheds means to you. So stick with us. Well, we've just been treated to some superb music, and I don't mean Take That. Everything changes, and I think everything changes on the island when men get together. And in front of me, Hamish and Keith are here to talk about their wonderful time at Men in Sheds in the Newport Men in Sheds group, which is an acoustic group. Now, tell me, first of all, it's Keith, could you tell me how long you have been a member of Men in Sheds?
Well, I've been going for just over a year now.
Right. How did you find out about it?
I was introduced to it by a friend who was a existing member. The shed had only just been created a few months before.
Yeah.
And he suggests I go along and have a go, and I've been going ever since.
That's great. And how many times do you go a week?
It's once a week.
Once a week.
On a Wednesday evening.
Okay, fine. And you're married as well?
Yes, I'm married, yeah.
Is your wife pleased to
She's very pleased
see the back of you
on
a Wednesday evening? That's good. Yeah. And what do you always just do music? Because I know there are some sort of sheds where people listen to music. With yours, you're actually making music, is that right?
Yeah, it started with us really sitting down and playing music, but gradually it's become more and more social as we get to know each other.
Right.
And you get to see the same characters each week, and you build up relationships with them and make friendships, and those friendships extend outside the shed quite often as well.
Perfect.
Which makes it a really worthwhile exercise.
And Hamish, what does it sort of mean to you? Is it something that is a real regular fixture in your calendar?
Yeah, absolutely.
I look
forward to coming to the shed every week. Bit of a brilliant time.
You were a policeman in a former life, weren't you? I understand.
I was, yes.
And I mean, do you kind of miss that? And is this a kind of substitution for?
Again, it's the camaraderie thing.
Yeah.
Having been a police officer for 30 years.
Yeah.
You form very, very strong relationships with the people that you work with.
Yeah.
And then you retire, and all of a sudden it's come to an end.
Yes, exactly.
And although we moved to the island, my wife and I, you know, obviously we came here, got no family on the island, didn't really know anybody. But now, we've got some brilliant friends on the island through music.
Oh, that's nice. And, I mean, there are a lot of sort of ukulele bands anyway, aren't there, on the island, and sort of acoustic bands. I think I heard earlier... Are there 30 of you playing in this? Is that right, or is it...
That was the ukulele.
That was the ukuleles.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Gosh, so you get a fair number. How many people turn up every week, then?
Well, a minimum of 5 is the fewest we've had. But the most we've had in the time that I've been there, which is coming on for a year now, is 16.
16, wow. And do you go to any of the other Men in Sheds?
No.
Things no, so it's very much music for you. But in a moment we're going to talk to Lois again about, you know, all the different types of sheds on the island. I think I should emphasize it's not expensive to do this, is it? So if you wanted to go along and make wonderful music like you were making, I think it's
for us we all give a donation of £2.
Brilliant.
And that pays for tea and biscuits.
Okay, fabulous. Well, look, stick with us. Lewis is going to be back in the hot chair in just a few moments after some adverts.
FX's Radio 104.6.
For the people, by the people.
Well, that was, of course, the Sharonettes. How could you forget the Sharonettes? Anyway, we had some real music earlier, didn't we? And what a tremendous performance you guys put on. Lois, I was very, very impressed with you on the ukulele in the background. They're so popular at the moment, aren't they?
Oh, amazingly popular. I mean, I've been playing for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And the groups are just getting more and more groups out there.
Yeah.
It's an easy instrument to play. It's cheap.
Well, it's a great way of getting together. And it's obviously very, very cheap as well to get into the shed in Newport to do acoustic stuff. £2 with
£2
and biscuits.
Yeah, tea and biscuits.
But that's not the only shed. There are a number of sheds. Do they each have a purpose, or are they just sort of geographically distributed?
They're all well, they're all over the island, but they do have slightly different purposes.
Right.
The Newport sheds, our main shed, is a woodworking shed and gardening as well. We've got a vegetable patch.
Yeah.
We've got one in Shanklin that runs on a Monday afternoon, and that's being built at the minute, but that will be also woodworking, metalworking.
Yeah.
And also we've got an allotment up there.
So it's not exactly drop in and drop off. You've got to sort of drop in and do something, haven't you? Oh,
well, it's up to you.
Right.
We have guys turn up and put the kettle on, have a cup of tea, and that's all they do. They just sit and chat all day. But that's great, because that's possibly the only time they actually sit and talk to people.
And are some sheds open every day of the week? Or
The Newport one's open Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
That's the only one at the moment that is open every day. What we tend to do is, in the early stages, have them open just a couple of hours a week for new members, so we know someone's going to be there.
Right.
And as numbers build up, then we open up more and more days. Otherwise, we have just one or two people in at once, and it doesn't really add to the atmosphere.
Fantastic. And rather like with Vectis Radio, I understand you have this sort of three-hour session one evening where people just turn up and put things on the record player. Is that right?
Do we?
I thought I was reading that you had a session where people turn up and play their favourite tracks. Have I got this completely wrong?
You got it completely wrong.
May I suggest this then? Because... I think it would be a great idea.
A vinyl shed.
To have a kind of vinyl shed where you all listen to different tracks. And
We've gone one better. We actually play the tracks.
Yeah, but for those people like Paul Desmond over here who do not play musical instruments, wouldn't that be great to have a kind of sort of DJ shed evening where you turn up with your favourite track? I mean, the great thing is vinyl is so back now, and there are loads of sort of vinyl record players on sale.
Well, I'll be looking at your collection behind. You've got the Osmonds, so I'm not playing your collection, sorry.
Well, listen, it's been absolutely wonderful having you in, Lois, and thank you to Keith Desmond and, I've forgotten your name, Hamish. It's been marvellous to hear you play. I hope it's been a great inspiration for a lot of men at home who are just so bored they're listening to Vectis Radio when they could be going out and doing something like Men in Sheds. So
absolutely.
Thanks very much. Can you just remind us of the Weebly address?
The website is iowsheds.weebly, that's weebly.com, or call AGK on 525282.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, everybody, and we'll be back with another Older and Wiser in a fortnight. We're going to leave you in just a moment with some Bob Marley.